Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me today as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's message is from the book of Psalms, Psalm 30. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. O Lord, you have brought up my soul from Sheol. You restored me to life from among those who go down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, O you, his saints, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. By your favor, O Lord, you made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face. I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I cry, and to the Lord I plead for mercy. What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my helper. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, that my glory may sing your praise and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Not long ago, someone very close to us was struggling with being treated very poorly by her boss and ended up losing her job, one which she had worked very hard at acquiring and striving to excel at. We felt her pain as much as we could, without being the one actually jobless, and for some days it was difficult to sleep and difficult to find much joy in our days. The next Sunday, waking early while it was still dark, thinking about what I needed to do to get ready for church, rather than anticipating worship and looking forward to hearing God's word, I found that my spirits were low and mournful. Instead of putting on clothing that reflected happiness, contentment, and joy, I put on drab pieces of clothing, dark and uninteresting, with little care. I was putting on sackcloth, the sackcloth of humility because of the weight of my own sins, and the sackcloth of mourning because of sadness for my loved one who was hurting. Illnesses or injuries have the same effect on me. When I feel weighed down by sin and unhappiness, sometimes it is hard to shake the gloominess. I find that, especially at night, in the dark, after the lights are off and the outside noises are quieted, and also in the early morning before others are up, Satan likes to get inside my head and fill it with all kinds of ungodly thoughts, fear, worry, doubt, anger. So it was on that particular Sunday. It felt like a chore to have to attend church, a chore to have to visit with people, to sing, to pray, or even to approach the communion rail with proper reverence and joy. Yet still, I went. I have learned over the years that the times I feel most like not going to church is when I need to be there the most. And thanks be to God, that morning, the words that I needed to hear were clear. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. That is from 2 Corinthians 4, verses 17 and 18, which I heard that day. In the darkness of our despair and sorrows, it's hard to remember God's promises to us. Yet because we know God, we know that He is constantly refining us to trust in Him for everything. In the serene and glorious light of morning, when the world is coming to life around us, it is sometimes easier to feel the beauty and strength of a new day, easier to remember that God loves us. He hears us when we pray. He forgives us and gives us the strength to carry on as we should, joyful in our relationship with Him now and forever, joyful because of the unseen glory of our eternal hope of life in Christ. That Sunday for me, God turned my mourning into joy again. Through His word, He reminded me, again, that we are still children of God, our Heavenly King, and this bump in our road, too, shall pass. By God's grace and through His word, my sackcloth was replaced with the brilliant white robe of gladness, forgiveness, mercy, grace, and salvation. My mourning became joyful dancing, not because I had made such a great effort to get myself to church, but because it is in God's house where we can find Him, calling us into His loving arms and glorious light. My Bible notes for Psalm 30 say that this psalm was likely written as a dedication to a place where David had built an altar and made sacrifices to the Lord. Having been forgiven yet again, it was a place where David reveled in God's steadfast love and forgiveness, a place where he would be in God's presence and rejoice and dance for joy that God did not let him go down to the pit of eternal despair. A place where David was filled with gladness for the Lord, because he knew that through all his own troubles, the Lord had always been with him. When I reread verse 11, "You have turned for me my mourning into dancing," I can't help but think of Miriam. From Exodus chapter 15, verses 19 to 21, we read, "For when the houses of Pharaoh with his chariots and his horsemen went into the sea, the Lord brought back the waters of the sea upon them, but the people of Israel walked on dry ground in the midst of the sea. Then Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tambourines and dancing. And Miriam sang to them, 'Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea.'" Just as God rescued the fatigued, frightened, and disobedient Israelites from certain death, He rescues us also from our dark nights of sin and trouble, and mercifully grants us joy in the morning. We too can dance and sing praise to our Lord. Today's Word of God, written through David, sustained him through many wicked, fearful times, and led him to feelings of great joy and celebration. And these words remain now for us and all believers. When we are wearing the sackcloth of guilt, shame, and sadness, when we are tossing about in our beds during the dark hours, these words will be our comfort. For His anger is but for a moment, and His favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. We are not promised a life of eternal prosperity and happiness, but we do have the eternal weight of glory, the sure and certain hope that one day all of our struggles and afflictions will pass, and we will live forever in the presence of God our Father. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to You forever. We pray. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise You for Your presence, for Your rescue of each of us from the pit of despair and eternal death. Give us the strength and wisdom to remember Your promises and cling to Your word during our times of struggle, and bless us with great joy in the morning as we remember Your steadfast love to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.